The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Algo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We going?
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Friday. Yay. Friday, April 12th. Get into springtime. Crazy rain out of New York. That was a crazy storm last night. I drove through the whole thing. Man, shout out to my buddy Bill Camastro down at Gold Coast Cadillac. Had four-wheel drive cruising nice and easy. But, man, and that vehicle held up. Made in Arlington, Texas. Thank you very much. Made in America. But it was great. But it was scary driving. And I did it. And I did it. And I wanted to stay. And then I saw my daughter, and they're up there doing a recital, singing. And all of these young kids from West Point came in, from the United States Military Academy, right there, to sing with them. I was so proud of Olivia. And then I'm looking at these young, handsome kids all dressed up in their West Point, going, you know, I have a daughter. I thought maybe if you're interested, you know.
Ooh, yes, sir.
I said, yeah, you know, when that's my daughter over there, you know. But she had auditioned for this. Really quite extraordinary. Just very, very nice. So, of course, then you got to get home for radio. You got to get home because it's always radio. And I had to leave early. I didn't want to leave early. But I did. And here we are. Friday, all locked and loaded. I'm supposed to be on Laura Ingraham's show today. It is at 7 o'clock with Rachel Campos Duffy, who she's actually a pip. She's a lot of fun. And I said to the producers, well, let's just keep it light. I don't want to get crazy, but we'll keep it light. And I'm scheduled to be on Fox tonight at 7 o'clock, and I'll be happy to do it because they have, you know, again, it's the viewership at Fox, like it or not, some people are going to criticize Fox, is extraordinary. They have in the millions. So we always appreciate that they ask, and I'll plug the radio station, plug the radio shows. And then that's it. Then there's my Friday. See, you and I were supposed to go see Al Di Meola tonight. Was he playing Sony?
Sony Music Theater. He's playing in Midtown.
Man, that's going to be a great show. Great show, you know. Yeah. And me and you, yeah, me and you hanging. Yeah, I don't know, but you'd want to stop at a bar.
Okay.
You'd want to stop. No, stop at. Wow. You'd stop at every bar. You
no.
would. Hey, let's
no,
have a
I don't
drink.
Have to stop at
don't
every
you
bar.
Do that?
No,
you do
no,
that?
No.
Al only goes to the bars that have, you know, craft beers.
Yeah, I have a couple drinks, and then let's.
I'll have that organic gold, that Miller
I'll be
Light
in
gold.
Atlantic City tomorrow night. I'll be enjoying myself with many beers tomorrow night.
So. You going with the wife? That's nice.
No. My wife will be home. Going with my best friend. We're heading to Atlantic City Beer and Music Festival. It'll be
that's big down
center.
There, though. Yeah. Is that the Claridge? At the Claridge?
No. This is at the convention center.
Very cool. Very cool down
it'll
at
be
AC.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be really good. Have fun. See, I'm ready. Yeah, but you don't ask. You don't ask your old pal. Hey, Joe, you want to
like
go down?
You're going to walk out. Now, hold on a second. You're going to go to a beer fest with thousands of people, music that you wouldn't even care
waiting
for.
Waiting in line.
No, I don't wait in line at this time.
This is my
Beyond the People event.
This was great. I had the best driver, you know, the driver that you used my restroom. Oh. So, you know, that guy, yeah, good guy. But he goes, when I
now getting a new bathroom.
Luggage remodeling.
Wrecked the whole thing already.
Someone uses my bathroom in the house. I just remodel it.
Did you get a new bathroom? Yeah. Sorry. It's a long story.
It's like, no, please. But thank goodness for Clorox. Can we get them to sponsor Joe Sibilia? Yeah. Call Frank Volpe, please. Get me
Mr.
the Clorox.
Clean.
Mr. Clean. I love it. Anything like that, man. So we're at the airport, and I thought they had lost luggage. It was late, but I thought they lost it. So now I go and I look at the line to go for lost luggage at United, you know? It was like, and they didn't. I have to be honest, they did not. That was my mistake. But I was panicking because I had the Comrex system with me. You know, Joe, I was afraid I was going to lose that thing. And so
that's the last thing we want.
Yeah, no, I didn't, and I guarded it with my life. But there's a line. I told the driver, I don't wait in lines. I actually said a lot of rules and protocol. I said those words. I actually said those words. And I go, I've turned into Al Cthulhu's monster that he talks about beyond the... Do you know,
I know who I am?
Tell you.
You go find my bag. I'll wait here. I'm not waiting on any line. What's the matter with you?
You know what this kid said? God bless him. He goes, I'll wait in line for you. How about that? Is that nice? I got a good kid.
Very nice.
You can't touch my shoes. Touch my shoes out of respect. You know, he's from Bangladesh. He goes, thank you, sir. Thank you with respect.
How big did he get tipped?
Believe me, he's doing fine. That kid.
He made his mortgage payment for the month.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Just compliment him. Compliment Piscopo. No, just bring up two bits of pepper. He'll tip you really a lot of money.
And if you wait in line for him, the car's paid off. What are you talking about? You don't need a car payment anymore. No, but tomorrow night is one of those things. This is one of these events. I don't wait on this line because it's a sea of humanity to get in because it's thousands of people, and I can't wait. So this started years ago, so I text my friend who runs the whole thing. He sends somebody over. He comes over himself. He checks our tickets in. Boom. We walk in about a half hour before everybody else.
No, you're good at that. And I love that you actually patronize those things because those are very important community events.
No, they're great. Really. Listen, what my friend has done to help out Atlantic City to put on these events, this is not the only event that he runs.
He runs
a seafood festival. They run a micro wrestling festival, which is just, it's
micro. What's micro? Mini people?
They're midgets. It's midget wrestling.
No, is that what they call it?
Yes,
micro wrestling?
They can't call it midget, so they call it micro.
Micro wrestling? That's great. It's the same thing. That is great.
But it's a big event.
Hey, hi.
He runs this. Now, why do you assume that they talk like that? They may talk like, hi, I'm a little person. Hi, nice to see you.
Do they take a yellow brick road to the map?
Oh.
I was the mayor of Munchkinland and the Wizard of Oz in my high school. I take offense to that.
Were you really?
As mayor of the Munchkin City.
Did you do that voice?
Of course I did.
That's great.
See, my friend Brian was in the Lollipop Guild.
Right before the match, they're going to play this. All right. Little people, we call them. Yeah. Little people.
He runs a number of events down in Atlantic City and very successful. He's doing a cigar event next month.
Cool.
Where it's outside, it's all open, and you can smoke, and there's spirits and all kinds of stuff. He does a phenomenal job.
What casino?
It's not at a casino. They had it last year. I believe they had it last year at the Borgata, but they could only smoke in certain areas, and so it wasn't as successful as he wanted it to be. He wanted to make it so that you could really, you know, enjoy. Obviously, it's an event of smoking. You want to be able to smoke. So he's doing it in an outdoor spot near the boardwalk this year. But he does so many good things for Atlantic City. He's such a great
guy. Well, I'll tell you, and also, I'm down at the ocean a lot working. You know, we do corporate shows down there, but out of glorious, great. That's like a world-class Vegas-type casino.
Really.
And Hard Rock's doing great. Hard Rock's doing just great.
Yes.
Of course, Caesar's still good. Caesar's still hanging in. I was at Resorts with Tony Orlando. Did a great job down there. Great job. So it's fun. It's just
fun. They've lost some revenue because people aren't gambling in the casinos. They're not actually going into the casinos. A lot of them are doing it online.
Yeah.
So they're making money there. But again, you know, they want to get more people down there. But, you know, it's been a slow burn. They're trying to revitalize Atlantic City, but it's taking a lot of time to get things moving down there.
Well, hopefully they will. And don't forget, they got the ocean. That's what Vegas does not have, the ocean. They should really, really hold on to that. Hey, Joe on the radio. Dan Hopman's going to come up. Dr. Gil Lederman, prostate expert, expert in prostate cancer. Everybody's going to get radio surgery with Dr. Gil Lederman. The name of the show, by the way, on AM 970. The answer is Radio Surgery New York with Dr. Gil Lederman. We'll see. OJ died from prostate cancer. You know, we call him OJ. Here's one of the most beloved individuals on the planet. O.J. Simpson. Hey, O.J., remember, if you're old enough to remember the Hertz commercials and running over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the cars running over and running through the airport. It was O.J. It was the guy.
Who could forget his take as the third astronaut in Capricorn 1 back in 1979?
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. What a career. I'd like to talk to a psychiatrist. What was it? And was it O.J.? Was it A.C. Cowlings?
No, it was O.J. What? Come on.
How do you? I mean,
the guy.
But it
had
was so horrific. It was like a terror attack.
But it was a terror attack. Listen, but it wasn't surprising though, because what happened? He had been beating Nicole Brown Simpson for years.
Oh,
they have 911 calls. Oh, yeah, he's trying to get in again. This, he broke her arm. I mean, to say that it's far fetched that, you know, he murdered her is not true. I mean, this is a man who was prone to violence with her. Yeah. Prone to violence.
How do you live with yourself like that? Gosh almighty.
Well, clearly he tried to live a life of, I'm investigating, I'm going to try to find those killers. But meanwhile, all he was on the golf course. They certainly weren't playing golf, OJ.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's no great loss that he's gone. I think that a lot of people would say that. This guy was not a good guy at the end of the day.
I love you for listening. I really do. And I got to tell you, it's so funny. You know, I got to tell you, just as an aside, when we did the Sunday show, and I was honored to have a Tina Sinatra there, you know, but the next night we did the Sundays with Sinatra show. Thank you, Jerry Crowley, and allowing us to go over to John Catsimatidis' station. And we have such a great time with that show. And Charles Pignon sat in, and we were talking about how astute the audience is, how they are so in touch with everything about Frank Sinatra and knowledgeable about Frank Sinatra. So it was the same thing with you listening to the morning show that we have the morning show. Some guy just, what do you think? What do you think some guy tweeted me in consideration of what we were just talking about? Is let me see if I can play it here so I can play it.
Five or six great starts here. I got one idea that I'm especially psyched out of my mind about. You know, it's one of those ideas where you're just.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes!
Yeah.
Miles Fish.
Great. Can we hear it? I'll start with the cover. Picture this. You got. I don't care who knows it. Buddy, not now. Can you please go down?
He's an angry elf. Someone actually put that out. That is a
brilliant movie. John Favreau directing that one.
John Favreau direct. I just saw John. January. When did I go to the Marvel Studios with the Russo brothers, with Judge Russo? That was January, wasn't it?
No? He's actually in Elf, if you remember the scene where they do the DNA test,
you know,
blood test.
I love these stories. Favreau's in Swingers, right? I would. Wasn't he in Swingers originally?
With Vince Vaughn.
Who knew? And then and I told you this before. He got up and he did a this was for the Russo brothers, and they were honoring Lou D'Esposito, the producer of all the Marvel movies. This is huge show business in Hollywood, and we're celebrating the Italians, Lou D'Esposito and Judge Russo and Anthony and Joseph Russo. So they were all great, and Angela, their daughter. So it was great. And then Favreau shows up. He was hysterical. Was he a stand-up, Joe Sibilia? Do we know? Did he do stand-up?
Well, Swingers, he claims in Swingers he was playing a stand-up comedian, like that was his night job or whatever, or his day job or whatever.
But I don't know that he ever did straight stand-up himself.
Great. No, he didn't. But don't forget, he directed Elf. He directed Zathura. People forget about that movie that he directed. And, of course, Iron Man. And
Iron Man. He did Iron Man. That's right.
When I interviewed him years ago, that was on the cusp of him having to either accept doing Iron Man or John Carter, Warlord from Mars. And he wanted to do John Carter, and he opted to do Iron Man, probably the smartest movie ever made, because John Carter bombed with Disney, and it ended up that Marvel ended up acquiring Disney not too long after, and he ended up directing Iron Man.
You mean Disney acquired Marvel?
Acquired Marvel, but what ended up happening was it propelled Favreau's career and put him in a different light than everybody else. Now he runs basically the entire Star Wars universe. They've given him the reins to that, he runs.
John Favreau, by the way, apparently did do some improv comedy in Chicago with the Improv Olympic and the Improv Institute.
I said to him, I said, John, I said, you should go book yourself in Vegas. That was hysterical, and it was great, and it was very, very funny. But don't forget, you may not agree with me, Cowboys and Aliens,
right.
I tell you, a good movie, and it never got the credit it was due. Spielberg produced it, I think, and who's the guy who played that James Bond? He was starring and did a
Daniel
great job.
Craig.
Daniel Craig was great in that film, and Favreau directed it, and it was great. Monsters and Cowboys, come on, does it get better than that?
Yeah.
All right, now, go ahead.
I was just going to point out, he also did the live-action remake of The Jungle Book and the photorealistic, quote-unquote, remake of The Lion King, which I think it was for a time the highest-grossing animated film of all time.
But thank you for listening. Thanks for the sense of humor. And thanks for on X for sending that out. That just made me laugh. Because we were talking about micro wrestling. I'm going to repost that. That's hysterical. Christofalo on X. Thank you for listening, my brother. We appreciate that. Hey, Joe on the radio. All right, we'll get into it. We come back. It's Friday. We're dancing. We're riffing. And there's so much to get into. Dan Hoffman will bring us back to normal and have some laughs along the way with the retired CIA senior clandestine services officer and Fox News contributor. Debbie Duhaime is out there. Look looking out for you. Friday is like nuts in New York, and it's going to be crazy because it's a kind of a rainy Friday. So here we go with the traffic. 719 right now. How we doing, Deb?
Yeah, take us slowly with the rain and the wind this morning. We have some flooding on 35 southbound by Strickland Boulevard in Toms River, so definitely watch for that this morning. 78, a bad accident eastbound by exit 18 in Clinton Township. Three or four cars involved in that one. 80 eastbound local lanes bunching up, getting out toward exit 47A. That's because the local lanes closed here as you head to 80 eastbound, getting out through Parsippany. It looks like three lanes are completely blocked, so be careful through that stretch. A gravel spill and an ongoing investigation. 207 is flooded between New Windsor and Newburgh. Watch for an accident on West Main Street in Babylon. Accident with down wires. We're seeing delays on the westbound BQE, getting into Meeker Morgan, Whitestone Bridge, heavy into Queens, Vanwyck North, heavy up through Atlantic Avenue. Taking a ride over to the West Side Highway North in the 150s, a collision. Rain and wind today, a high of 62. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. You got to get out of pain. You can get out of pain. You know, again, don't forget, springtime's here. Spring is here. And you know what? You got to go to 800-4-RELIEF and talk to a human, which is great. How about that? Calling and talking to a nice person at Relief Factor. Ask about the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. I don't know how much more pragmatic we can be at Relief Factor when we tell you, you know, you try it. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. And it's only less than $20. It's $19.95 with the Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. And it's 100% drug-free. You don't want to mask the pain like pills do. You want to get right to the what causes the inflammation. And the ingredients that stop that inflammation are resveratrol and turmeric and the omega-3s. You know that. The oils, yeah, you know that. I know you're hip to that. And when I tell you, over a million people have tried the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. Almost 70% go on to order more. I'm thinking it's going to work for you the way it works for me. All right, let's get you up and out and around, you know, and active. Like you deserve. QTR, baby. Quality time remaining. That's my buddy Captain Frank speaking, and he's absolutely right. Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit is only $19.95. Feel better or your money back guarantee. Look, if it doesn't work, fair enough. You get your money back. I think it will work for you the way it works for hundreds of thousands of other folks like myself. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is about to get an idea how big banks are holding up. JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citi report today. Bank earnings this quarter may be impacted because financial institutions must make billions in payments to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation because of the banking crisis last spring. Lee Munson, Chief Investment Officer at Portfolio Wealth Advisors, says banks have been cutting costs to boost their bottom lines.
I'm not expecting a horrible earnings season here, but I think sentiment is really going to get beat up, and I think that the consumer and thus the investor is going to think twice about committing capital.
The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading for this month is released today, and import price readings for March are released. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dan Hoppin's going to join us in a moment, and Dan certainly understands, you know, as we all do, how important the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is. You know, an entire generation of kids knows little or nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. That's the day our nation was attacked and 2,977 people were killed. Today, more than 80,000 people are suffering with 9/11-related illnesses. That day is still taking lives. So the Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Institute helps educators teach kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about 9/11. The 9/11 Institute, they offer nonfiction first-person accounts told through videos and the Discovering Heroes book series, curriculum units with scripted social studies lessons, activities for kids, background for teachers so they can teach with ease. You know, the curriculum teaches about 9/11 while teaching kids skills. Then they have a speakers bureau. The Institute has a speakers bureau for classrooms, providing access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. A mobile exhibit that you see with Mark Wahlberg, you see Mr. Siller with Mark there. That's a tractor trailer. That's an interactive museum. Extraordinary. It has 9/11 artifacts. To never forget, we must educate future generations, help our nation honor its vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month, please, to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe of the radio, Dan Hoppin is the man, retired CIA senior clandestine services officer and Fox News contributor. Dan, welcome back to the show. Thank you for taking the time this morning, my friend.
Thanks for having me on the program, Joe.
Hey, Dan, so I was talking about Tunnel to Towers. I know you feel it in your heart, you know, serving the country like you did in the Central Intelligence Agency. We talked about it before, but remind me, if you would, Dan Hoppin, on 9/11, were you in Russia at that time? Is that your time in the Soviet Union?
No, I was actually on that day in Tallinn, Estonia. And, wow. You know, before 9/11, I was kind of a Russia hand and spent, you know, the first decade or so of my career focused on Russia. It was after 9/11 where my career completely swiveled and focused almost exclusively on counterterrorism. Just like so many of my cohort, you know, that was just the trauma to our nation, and we all had to respond, all hands on deck. So no matter what you were doing before, it was time to go focus on this.
Yeah, and let's cut to current day, Dan Hoppin. I just from the research we do every morning on the radio show, layering it back, looking, and we see two million gotaways at the border, and you don't know, and are they on the terror watch list? We don't know what's happening. What do you sense in, with your experience, you know, in counterterrorism, Dan Hoppin? We're just all afraid it's going to happen again, sir, you know?
Well, FBI Director Wray is ringing the alarm bells about the threat from terrorism, which is greater now than it's ever been. You look at just a confluence of events. We've got the war in Gaza, which Hamas and other terrorists are using to incite followers and fundraise. We've got our withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we don't have a presence anymore to find and kinetically finish the terrorists there. And then we've got a border that is dangerously porous, and we're not able to stop potential threats at the border. That's the point of attack right there. The principles I've always found for counterterrorism operations: detect the threat way out left of boom so you can preempt it before harm is caused to our homeland. And the second principle is make it as hard as possible on the bad guys. Pressure them. Yeah. And we were able to do that when we were targeting them in Afghanistan. We're still in Syria with a small unit there, and we're still in Iraq targeting ISIS there. But there's a lot of open field running in Afghanistan, and that has to be of grave concern to us.
And then, you know what, you really enlightened me too, Dan, is that I'm fascinated by the whole intel, you know, and what you did undercover, and we so appreciate your service to the country, but the president gets a national security briefing every single morning, all right? And I asked you this once before, but just to reiterate, is this administration listening to, like, your you know, your friends in, that are out there in the field, in the CIA?
They listen. For sure. I can tell you, every administration, Democrat or Republican, they're going to read all the intelligence. But that's not the only thing that determines policy. And so when I served at CIA, look, I focused on my own job, which is recruit spies and steal secrets, and that's it. And whatever policy is made is made. The goal is to give them the information so they can factor that in. There's a lot of other issues, though, at stake here. We've got Democrats and Republicans unable to agree on much of anything at all. We've got budget constraints and a whole host of policy issues that the president has to think about before he makes one decision or another. So it gets pretty complicated. There are times when the CIA in particular has an overarching, overriding impact, like the raid to kill bin Laden, for example, among a few others. But for the most part, we're a piece of the puzzle, man. It's a big challenge. And I can tell you from the other side, Joe, foreign spies want to get into the White House. They want to recruit people in the Congress. They want to recruit people in the intelligence community because they know if they want to determine what U.S. policy is going to look like, they need to know all of those things.
Wow.
I know that from having, you know, recruited spies in different parts of the world.
Yeah. You think, say, someone's close to Putin, you think, that is in the CIA? You can't say that on the air, but do we do that? Is it reversed where we put people in the Kremlin, Dan Hoffman? Can you let us know that inside line?
Goal is to have sources in Russian intelligence services.
Wow.
That's why the CIA made those three videos. Couldn't be a more important time than right now to have sources in Putin's inner circle to know what his plans and intentions are. Same with Xi Jinping, Iran, North Korea. You talk about the strike. Now we're looking at a retaliatory strike from Iran after Israel struck that senior IRGC commander, General Mohammad Zahedi.
Yep.
Intelligence is key. We want to know what Iran is plotting and planning against us. Well, we need sources inside Iran to tell us those things,
and
that's the challenge.
And a great chat this morning, Dan. I'm such a geek. Forgive me, but Iran goes, we're going to attack Israel, maybe America too. They're telling us. So, are we covered intel wise?
Well, I think we're mounting a full court press. We and our allies, our partners, our key NATO allies.
Yeah.
To collect the intelligence and Israel, obviously, on where that attack might take place. It could be against Israel's infrastructure inside Israel, Israeli officials anywhere in the globe. Is the attack going to come from, Iran owns so much territory, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, Iraq, Gaza, lots of options for them, or directly from Iranian territory. But the key thing, Joe, for listeners to think about, I hate to ruin everybody's weekend, but it doesn't end after Iran retaliates. The day after that strike is what matters. Does Israel and or the United States respond? Iran doesn't want to fight a war it would lose against Israel or the United States. But we may see more escalation as a result of Iran's strike, and that's where things get dicey.
Yeah. Dan, we got to let you go, but please stay with me. FISA reauthorization. What impact would FISA reauthorization have on the U.S.? How are you feeling about that, sir?
So, look, we need FISA. I just talked about this on Fox News. Talked about the president's daily brief. 50-60% of the information we get for that presidential daily brief comes from FISA collecting on foreigners. What we need to have, the FBI has made a whole bunch of smart, with congressional oversight, they've done a whole lot of modifications, and there's a record for every one of these looks that the FBI makes at these FISA collection. And we've got congressional oversight, House, Senate intelligence committees. I'm perfectly comfortable with them doing what they're doing. It looks like they're going to up it for two more years. Which is, I think, a good thing. We can't go blind right now. That's what Director Ray has said. Reform it as we have already, and it's functioning well right now. And whatever was done in the past, President Trump reauthorized it in 2018 and even noted himself that that was not Section 702 was not what was used against his campaign. That was something else.
Oh, I get it.
We needed, and he made that point himself in 2018 and made it quite eloquently, wrote a tweet. You can look it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this one got twisted around a little bit in politics, and I understand that there's some on the Republican side who don't want to give Biden a win, but this is one of those things where, like, for our national security, both sides kind of need to come together. Fight the politics on other things would be my suggestion as a citizen. There's plenty of other things to fight over, but I would have let this one go.
And people love you for the dad that you are. I can't go without asking you a dad question. We're talking about movies. We're talking about the movie Elf. We're talking about, what do you take the kids to see nowadays? Do you go with the children to the movies anymore, Dan Hoffman? You know, because Barbie, you didn't see Barbie. I mean, because you got sons, right?
Joe, I'm going to tell you something. It's a little bit sad, but I take my kids out and play soccer and basketball with them and do a lot of sports
that's
together.
That's great.
I haven't, I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't been to the movies since my wife passed away. That was her favorite thing, and we used to go together all the time.
Yeah,
it was like our date night. Go to the movies, get some dinner. So maybe this is a strange thing. I just can't bring myself to go.
Yeah,
and
isn't
so
that
my
wild?
My kids
go
with their buddies.
Yep.
You know, and they'll go see movies with their buddies, I haven't been with them, and I gotta get over that and go with them at some point, but we do more active stuff, getting them out on the soccer field and playing sports together and things like that, that's good.
And that, you know what, you got a great heart, Dan, but I got to tell you, you're doing the right thing. Get the kids out and about. I do the same thing. It's like, as much as you possibly can. Hey, Dan, great chat this morning, as always. Have a great weekend. Thank you, my brother.
God bless
you too. Dan Hoffman right there, retired CIA senior clandestine services officer, Fox News contributor, and all-around great dad. 7:36, Joe on the radio. Dr. Gil Lederman is going to join us. We're going to talk about prostate cancer. OJ dying from prostate cancer, and Dr. Lederman is going to weigh in on that with Joe Piscopo. Al is here. He's got the news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Council approving the huge Willets Point redevelopment plan for Queens. It includes a 25,000-seat soccer stadium for the New York City Football Club, 1,400 affordable housing units, a hotel, and 150,000 square feet of public space. It'll be located right near Citi Field in the Tennis Center. The fully electric stadium is slated to open in time for the 2027 season. The Willets Point development expected to bring more than $6 billion in dollars to the local economy. A brick township man has announced he's running for governor of New Jersey next year. Robert Canfield is a real estate broker agent. He says he's seeking the Republican nomination for governor to succeed Democrat Phil Murphy. He says his campaign will be based on the principles of family, fairness, and freedom. He joins two other candidates in the race for the GOP nomination, former GOP assemblyman and now state senator, former GOP assemblyman Jack Cittarelli and state senator John Bramnick. In sports, Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, but have been eliminated from postseason play. Rangers have dropped back-to-back games after falling to the Flyers 4-1. Islanders remain red-hot. They extended their winning streak to 6 games. They beat the Canadiens in overtime 3-2. Knicks over the Celtics 118-109. The Mets blew out the Braves in Atlanta by the final of 16-4. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go to the LIE West at Comac Road. Accident on the shoulder. Watch for delays as you head to the inbound Holland Tunnel. Disabled vehicle on the way out toward the Holland. So watch for delays there. Getting out to the Holland Tunnel, once you get past that, still 40 minutes in from that 1-9 approach. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 20. George Washington Bridge, 30. Troubles continue on 80 eastbound local lanes. Closed exit 47A out through Parsippany. It's an ongoing investigation of an overturned dump truck with a gravel spill. Watch for slowdowns on 21 South at 3rd Avenue, Newark with a crash. 35 South is flooded at Strickland Boulevard in Toms River. Route 1 northbound at Major Road in South Brunswick, a crash. 95 South, the ramp at exit 30 in Stratford. Watch out for flooding on that ramp. 207 flooded between New Windsor and Newburg over in Orange County. 9D northbound in Garrison. It looks like a downed tree. Rain today, wind clearing later, high of 62. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. All right, I want to tell you about Food for the Poor if I can. And I know we're all stretched, you know, but if you got anything in your heart and anything that you could left over in your bank account, I know it's so tough nowadays. Trust me, I know. But if you go to AM970TheAnswer.com and you click on the Give Life, it's a red banner, beautiful red banner for Food for the Poor, and then you'll be doing God's work. You really will. And I know my dear friends Paul Jacobs and our good friends over at Food for the Poor are great, and they step up. So $80, you could just give $80. I made a donation just the other day talking to Paul. I was inspired. He's such a great guy, and the goodness from Food for the Poor, just I hope it conveys itself on the airwaves, because they are really so good. I know it's so tough for me to tell you that, because I know you have every expense in the world. Well, if you could spare anything, $80 can feed two children, you know, that provides life-saving food for two kids. $160 provides life-saving food for four children. $320, maybe you could pool something together at work. You could provide food for 10 children. And your gift of any amount, by the way, makes an incredible difference, because sometimes they have matching donors at Food for the Poor. You could call 855-919-HOPE, 855-919-HOPE. It's 4673, or easier, and again, if you're driving, just try to remember, if you can go to am970theanswer.com, right, that's the website, then boom, you'll see Give Life, and you'll see Click to Donate. It's Food for the Poor. Any amount would be so appreciated at this time for the good folks helping out all children all around the world, including America, at Food for the Poor.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Congressman Dan Goldman.
Why would any of us just allow someone to go in the store, buy a gun, no training, no background check, no investigation, when we have police officers who have to go through the training, background investigations, and psychological?
This argument you hear from the right, that they're trying to take away your guns without due process to determine whether or not you actually have a mental illness sufficient to refuse you to be able to get a gun, is false. Red flag laws are designed to create a process, a due process, to assess whether someone has the proper mental health to be able to be qualified to own a gun. But you can take away the gun temporarily first and then go through the process. You don't have to go through the process and then take away the gun.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Unity Bank, dedicated to community-oriented banking and offering a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. You could visit unitybank.com. It's a great place to work. Unity Bank president and CEO, my friend Jim Hughes, says the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. And I got to tell you, just as an aside, because I know James Hughes, I know Unity Bank, these are my friends there. And I go in there to my branch by my house, and it's so personable. I went to another bank yesterday just to feel it out a little bit, and it's like they don't even know who you are. They don't know who you are. It's like a big conglomerate, and they have no idea. I don't know who they're hiring. The thing about Unity Bank that you will love, I'm telling you, as a small businessman, you want a mortgage. You want to talk to somebody that understands you, that's in your community. That's what Unity Bank is all about. That is the strength of Unity Bank. You want to open up an estate account like I did, you know, for my mom at Unity Bank, and Tracy helped me out, walked me through those very tough times, and you have to do that. Tracy was there for me. Or if I go to Angela at Unity Bank by my branch, it's just, you feel like you're in the neighborhood, you know. Plus you get great CD rates on everything. The CD specials are great, and you could open a personal business. How about a mortgage for a house? I'm saying, you know, during these crazy times, you want to go to Unity Bank, unitybank.com. It's unitybank.com. Again, you got to check out those current CD and savings specials. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dr. Gil Lederman is the man, expert in prostate cancer, host of Radio Surgery New York with Dr. Gil Lederman right here on AM 970. The Answer. Dr. Lederman, thanks for taking the time with us this morning, and a good Friday to you, sir.
I got to go to Unity Bank and make a deposit.
Thank you. They're great. My buddies. They're my buds. They're my buds. And, you know, Dr. Gill, we appreciate you jumping on the air. You know, what was scary is that all of a sudden you hear O.J. Simpson has cancer and then has prostate cancer and then he dies from prostate cancer. I mean, what went wrong here? Because you always tell us how many lives have you saved, Dr. Gil Lederman, God bless you, you know, for all the great work you do in that regard. What are you thinking about the O.J. death, sir?
Well, I can tell you, I've treated 6,000 men with prostate cancer. I've seen many more. And 90% of our men are in remission. So the usual thing for men who come here with prostate cancer is they have good results. What do I believe about O.J.? First of all, I was not involved in his care. I don't have access to his record, so I'll leave that on the table. What do I believe is either he just ignored his health care, and I see some men who do that. They ignore their health care. They don't get PSAs. They don't get physical exams. They're ashamed to do it, or somehow they think that they're he-men, that cancer can affect them. And how cancer affect me, I'm, you know, whatever I am.
Yep.
And then there's people who are in denial, that they know they have it and just don't want to face it. And there's some people who just don't have, I don't know, they don't have access to medical care. I was told that he in 1981 had $40 million, so he certainly had access and he knew better. He knew all the connections. He was, I mean, you and I remember him in our youth about running through the airport and
Heisman
Trophy. And,
He
had access, I'm sure. Football teams, he had to have health care and blood tests to be on the team. So I believe that, again, either ignored it or didn't care for himself or maybe didn't exactly want the public to know that he was sick.
Do we know if he had chemotherapy for his cancer? I should know this. I don't. Because how often...
You know, but I was told that at the Super Bowl, he was walking around with a cane. So prostate cancer loves to go to the bones. It loves to go to two places, really, anywhere, but it loves to go to the lymph nodes, which usually don't cause much symptoms usually.
Yeah.
And then it loves to go to the bones, which causes a lot of symptoms, a lot of pain, and a lot of suffering. And dying from prostate cancer is not like Love Story where you just lay down in bed and fade into oblivion. It's usually a painful death. And men come here for treatment of the cancer in the bones, and we are most commonly able to relieve the pain, actually make the cancer go away, which is a good thing, and make the pain go away for metastatic stage 4 cancer. So I believe he had metastatic stage 4 cancer. That's where he's walking around limping at the Super Bowl. It was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he died.
And you're saying if it, you know, prevention is the best thing, go in, get checked, check the PSA, still a good read. Once a year, twice a year, how often should we go to get prostates checked, Dr. Lederman?
Depends. I mean, some men I see, their PSA has been whatever it's been. It's been two or three or four every year for the last 10 years, and you have some comfort in that. I have a patient, actually, I have a poster right in front of me right now. It's about one of America's heroes. He was an F-16 pilot. He flew in Afghanistan and Iraq. And his PSA was 4 and then 5. And his doctors told him, oh, just let's watch it. You know, let's watch it. And then he came in to me recently. His PSA went from 4 to 5 to 17. And now he has metastatic stage 4 cancer. He has incurable cancer. So personally, I believe you should get evaluated and screened, and if you have cancer, you should certainly think about treatment. Under Obama, our friendly president a couple of years ago, he decided that men with prostate cancer shouldn't be treated so much, and that we're over-treating men because we're so successful. You could argue just the opposite. Because we're so successful, we should continue something successful.
Yeah.
You know, up to the time, the death rate from prostate cancer was falling precipitously. Because in the 90s, there was the introduction of PSA, prostatic-specific antigen blood test, which is a simple blood test that every man that's listening and every woman who has a man should make sure her husband or loved one or son or father gets a PSA. And you get PSA, and you can have cancer at any rate, at any number, but once it hits 4, it's of concern. 25% of men with PSAs 4 have cancer, and we get to PSA 10. 35%, PSA 20, 50%.
Yeah, so where can we find you, Dr. Lederman, before we let you go, sir? Where could folks...
I'm outside your house, actually. I brought him. I don't know where he's on, but and some coffee and some toast and some hash browns. I'm going to knock on your door in about 2 minutes.
Anytime, sir. But where can we find Radio Surgery New York, sir?
Well, you can find Radio Surgery New York on this radio. I'm on this radio all the time because 970 is such a fantastic radio. So you can find me. We talk about it. And we're not selling anything. We're trying to educate people so they don't die like OJ. One more thing I want to talk about just for a moment is that in the black community, one in six black men get prostate cancer, which is a huge, if you think about the number of black men, one in six get cancer, and one in 23 die of cancer. There's an epidemic in men. There's 200,000 men a year with prostate cancer. 40,000 die. And in certain communities like the black community, it's even a bigger epidemic. But any man of any race, religion, creed, color, can get prostate cancer.
And Dr. Lieberman, can I pull back the curtain? Can we talk very frankly on the air? You don't mind. We could have some fun during the crazy times. Thank you for your letter. You write, Dr. Lieberman writes me a handwritten letter when he comes on the air with us. Thank you, Joe, for taking the time. And I got to tell you, that is so old school. I love it. It is so respectful. No one does that anymore. Thank you. And please tell the gal that wants to meet me. I tell her I'm a train wreck, Doc. Will you tell her that? I don't think she really wants to meet me, but thank you for
I knew her sister. I was in love with her sister 50 years ago. And her sister wouldn't have me, but now she wants to meet you, not me.
We'll have to dance around that. Dr. Lieberman, thank you. Just a pleasure to know you. By the way, thank you for saving all the lives that you saved, Dr. Gill. God bless you. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Yes, sir. Dr. Gill Lieberman. Oh, my God. That's so true. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50. It's so funny, Debbie. Somebody wrote Dr. Lieberman. Oh, I like Joe Piscopo. Can we have dinner or something? I said, no. I'm a train wreck. I can't. You don't want to have dinner with me. It'll never work out. Look at me. That's how negative I am, about a relationship. Right, I said I can't. You gotta love.
It would be tough for any woman to keep up with you. You are on the go.
This is true. This is true. Nonstop, and you as well. But we would have it no other way. It's 7:51. Debbie's she's rocking the roads for you right now on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Let's rock and roll, see what's happening right now. Joe, it looks like the LIE westbound slowing down at Comac Road. It's an accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays this morning at the inbound Holland Tunnel with a stalled vehicle being cleared on the approach by Marin Boulevard. Still 40 minutes in from 109, better from the Turnpike. The inbound Lincoln, that's 20. Up at the George Washington Bridge, about 30. 80 eastbound is still tough. Heading out toward exit 47A in Parsippany. It's an accident investigation in the right lane and the local lanes. That overturned dump truck and gravel spill being worked on. 35 south is flooded down in Tom's River by Strickland Boulevard. Watch for slowdowns on Route 1 north at Major Road in South Brunswick. Looks like an accident there. 95 south exit 30 in Stratford up in Connecticut. Watch for some flooding on the ramp. 207 is flooded between New Windsor and Newburgh over in Orange County. Still seeing delays on 9D north in Garrison up in Putnam County with a down tree. And over on the west side highway north in the 150s, it's an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. It means it's time. It's a Grand Slam event. Alex Kinsella is a baseball fan, right, over at Route 22 Toyota, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero-down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. You hear those numbers? 1.99% APR financing. It's the weekend. You want to go to Route 22 Toyota. You want to go over there. I know Iggy, Alex, the team over there. They are great at Route 22 Toyota. Right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, by the way. They're offering unbelievable lease deals. How about starting at just $79 per month? You go in, ask for Alex, and just say, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's show, $79 per month on some of your favorite Toyota models? If you get a chance to punch in the number, not if you're driving, but if you're home or you get a chance to write this down, 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. And you have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you. This weather report was sponsored by Esco Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esco Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business, providing a full line of Link Belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel, serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600. Joe on the radio, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, what a night last night. I was driving through that storm. What a crazy storm. Rain like I've never seen before. So, but all gone, and we got a new day today, Jeff. How we looking, my friend?
Somewhat of a new day. The fact is we're going to be looking at some more rain again. We have a brief break, and then as we get to the early afternoon and also evening hours, we'll see another round of showers. It is very cloudy and very foggy right now. Visibilities are down to even less than 5 miles in some spots, even less than that in others. Temperature-wise, it'll be 64 this afternoon, 48 tonight, still with some showers, and then we can't rule it out mainly north and west of the city for tomorrow as we're looking at clouds, occasional sunshine, windy conditions too. The high hitting 55. Still breezy on Sunday, and that's going to be with sunshine mixing with some afternoon clouds. Showers later in the day, so around the afternoon, and continues overnight. The high that day, 66.
All right, Jeff, well done. Well done. Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe on the radio. John Iannarelli from former FBI is going to join us. We're going to talk about Christopher Wray's testimony. Indeed, it's tax day, Monday. Oy, oy, oy. Grover Norquist is the president for Americans for Tax Reform. And I every time we talk to Steve Forbes, Steve has the idea. You know, when you talk to the great Steve Forbes, here, just like a single card, you do a flat tax. This is it. What is the problem with this? And answer me this, and we're going to talk to Grover Norquist about it. How does the IRS get all that money that you and I fork over, more than we even thought we'd ever make in a lifetime, and they don't itemize one dime? They don't itemize. You try to do that. You try to invoice somebody, go, oh, you owe me 25 grand. Yeah, no, that is for what again? I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. But Grover Norquist will walk us through. 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Sebastian Gorka fired up, locked and loaded. Don't want to miss Seb Gorka on the show. Professor Alan Dershowitz on the show. Part of the dream team for O.J. Simpson. We'll get the inside line from Professor Alan Dershowitz. And Miranda Devine, columnist for the New York Post, author of Laptop from Hell. It's Friday. Albert's here, and Joey and Debbie and Piscopo, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Westchester's Operation Prom Giveaway returns to the County Center later this month. The event, now in its 20th year, provides high-quality prom dresses and tuxedos to high school seniors who can't afford them. Free dresses and tuxes will be available on Friday, April 26th from 1 to 5 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., while dresses only will be offered for a $10 donation on Sunday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Beeline buses will be free with student ID. The South Brunswick, New Jersey Board of Education, looking for ways to deal with what it calls significant losses in programs and staff as a result of ongoing state budget cuts. The board met last night in a special session to discuss the 2024-2025 budget this year. School officials say they face a $6.2 million revenue shortfall because of the budget cuts. Reductions include a 5% loss of staff, increases in fees for school lunches, and increased classroom sizes. A man is under arrest for stealing two boats on the Hudson River. The NYPD says Juan Hernandez boarded an untied a decommissioned fireboat docked at Pier 66 in Chelsea around 2:30 in the morning. He couldn't get it started, got stuck at Pier 64 before the 22-year-old jumped into the river and onto a sailboat. The sailboat rental then floated about a half mile before Hernandez was arrested at Pier 51 in the West Village.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.